My mother recently died, and I lift up her name here before God because she loved me, and I loved her, and I find her worthy to be in our thoughts today. One cannot be in the presence of death without feeling the drastic transformation that has occurred before our eyes. She was almost 92. She was as ready as any of us can be, but still, we keenly felt and feel the loss. Let us sing to remember those who have gone on and to renew our joy in the opportunity God still affords us to appreciate and enjoy each other in this life with our singing. God does not need our worship or our prayers. God is wholly self-sufficient. Rather, God requires us to worship for our good, not God's. We can lose nothing by praying. Rejoice in grief and mourn with joy while solemn thoughts your minds employ. O God, our Father, our Mother, all-knowing and all-powerful Spirit and Creator God, to you we express our gratitude for the lives of those whose spirits have stepped beyond the world we know. We all hope for a better world here and beyond, and fear a worse one here and beyond, for us and for all those we have known and loved who have gone on before us. Help us to feel gratitude for what we have known of these people here. Help us to accept the loss of these people here to us and to this world. Jesus the Christ has told us that man was not made for religion, but religion was made for man. These songs we sing in the hollow square are but one of many ways God has given to us to reach beyond our narrow, self-centered lives, to come into community with one another, and, hopefully, with God. With these songs, we can reach back into the past and bring to mind the many fathers and mothers, those many people who have gone on before us. And those who have shared the same love and the same enjoyment of these songs with one another, shared the same joy that we feel, who were all but sojourners here below as we are. We who will surely one day join them, but who today lift up the names of these loved ones before you, and pray that we will be made better and stronger and wiser by our memory of them. In the Christ's name we pray, if it be his will. Amen and amen. The list, two of them actually, includes George Siley from New York, Virginia Luscombe from New York, Adrian Coombs from Kentucky, Bob Nichols from Thetford, Vermont, Millie Cohen from Connecticut, Sally Sherman from New York City, Omar Shapley from Massachusetts, Ethan Johnson from Minnesota, Joanne Bowman from Massachusetts, Leota Ime from Colorado, Catherine Fair from Vermont, George Seifert and Emily from Vermont, Jane James from Vermont, Avery Anderson from Massachusetts, Francis L. Garrow IV from New York, Richard Martin from New York, William Clayton Bradley from Danville, Vermont, Elise Parash